Amen Hod, Yevod Hod, Yevod Winsur Hod, Amen. Today in the Armenian Church we celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration of Christ. And in Armenian we usually refer to it as one of three names. Aylek Erkutyun, which literally means transfiguration. Vaitsarak Erkutyun, which means the bright shining figuration of Christ, the figure of a brightness of Christ. Or Vahava, which is more the colloquial way of saying it, which really refers to the roses that are used to decorate this holiday, in Armenia especially. They put roses out, and this is why the color of Vahava is red. And a little bit later, as you are about to leave, I will sprinkle you with rose water. Also, I have it here. But this feast always happens 14 weeks after the resurrection, 14 weeks after Easter. That means since Easter moves, this feast moves too. And it all moves around the feast of the resurrection. But this feast has a very theological significance. In it, we hear in the gospel reading today, two important figures from the Old Testament are seen, Elijah and Moses. Elijah and Moses. And they represent the law. Moses represents the law. Elijah, the prophets. And it shows that Christ is the fulfillment of both of them. This is why at the end of Avoda, the priest says, Yeiti, Yeiti, Yeiti. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Amen, amen, amen. You, Christ, Savior, are the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. It is also today that we see Christ's true power, his glory and his divinity in the gospel reading. But probably most important is that today, children and adults get to throw water at each other without punishment, without fear of being yelled at or chastised. And this happens greatly in Armenia. Those that have been in Armenia for the Feast of Vahava know that they go overboard with water, no pun intended. It is said that this tradition of throwing water on each other is a pagan tradition coming from the times of the feast of Asti, the goddess Asti. And there are others that say the feast actually comes from when Noah reached Mount Ararat and came out of the ark. Because according to the Bible, he reached Mount Ararat on the 17th day of the 7th month of the year, which would be about July. And that we throw water on each other to remember this promise that God will never destroy the world with water again. But more precisely, another reason I would say is that water cleanses, it renews, and it gives life. And just as we were all baptized with holy water, we were given a new life. We were renewed and we were made clean. And so as we throw water on each other on this feast, we are reminded of our baptisms and how we have been transformed and transfigured into temples of the Holy Spirit. Many years ago, when I first went to Armenia the first time, I went on a pilgrimage with Father Daniel, the deacon who now is the bishop, Bishop Daniel. And as we were on this trip, we went to, this was about 20 years ago, and we were going to Date, the monastery of Date. And as we're going on this road, those that have been to Date, especially those years, they didn't have that, the cable car. We had to go down one mountain, and then up another mountain, and over a bridge that was called Satanai Gamuj, Satan's Bridge. It was not a very appetizing or inviting way to go. But we would go down, and we would go up, and as we were traveling to go to Dateban, to the monastery of Date, our car broke down. The van we were in. And now this, remember in Armenia, especially back then, 20 years ago, there was no AAA. There was no one to call. There was no gas stations every couple of miles. There was nothing. So the question is, how are we going to get our car started again? And so the driver got out of the car and told all of us, get out of the car. Out of the van. So we got out of the van. And he said, and I remember, he goes to his trunk, he gets a bottle of some sort. I don't know what's in the bottle to this day. I don't know. It may have been vodka, for all I know. But he got the bottle from the trunk, He went and he got a rock from the ground and he got a rubber band. And he went under the hood of the car, of the van, and started going to work, and within seconds, the car was running again. I don't know what he did, and I was amazed at what he did. And so I looked to Father Daniel at the time and I said, what did he do? And he looked to me, now said Father Daniel, and he said, Armenians are very resourceful. They are excellent at finding uses for everything. And this is true with God. God is the same way. He takes us and he gives us a purpose in this life. As broken as this world is, as imperfect as our families may be, he can take us from those and put us into his world and into his family. And he does this through our baptisms. And on the Feast of the Transfiguration, we are called to remember and celebrate those baptisms and how Christ showed us that that glory that we read in the gospel today is the same glory that we all are going to receive at the final resurrection. Armenians use water for many traditions, and one of the greatest traditions that we also have is when somebody is going on a long journey, usually an old grandma, but not necessarily, but an old grandma will take a cup of water or a bottle of water and throw it behind them when they go on this journey. And it's a beautiful tradition. And we do this, we think, or we are told at least, it is to make that person's journey be as smooth as water, as easy as water, I suppose. But in reality, I think of it from a different way, from a more theological way. That water is a reminder of the Holy Spirit. That water is a reminder of how we were baptized with holy water and that the Holy Spirit is with us. And it guards us from physical and spiritual journeys in this life. When we are baptized, we become lanterns. We become lanterns of light, and that light, just as a lantern at night is put out, it attracts all the gnats, all the flies, all of the mosquitoes to come to it. Likewise, the spiritual lights in this world, we attract the evil in this world, devils and demons in this world to try and interrupt our journeys and try to interrupt our life. Do not think that once you have become a Christian and once you follow Christ, life is easy. Antagadaka, the opposite. It becomes more difficult and more demanding. We as lanterns in this world, in this very dark world we live in today, should be light and must shine forth to everyone. The truth is that we are sealed with holy mutilate at our baptisms, with the Holy Spirit, and we are sealed with the promise that we will be protected and guided from every danger in this world. So today, as we celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration of Christ, and as little children, and maybe even adults, throw water at us, I ask first that we do not get mad at them, but rather we remember that they are trying, whether they realize it or not, to remind us of our baptisms, and that we continue the tradition of throwing water at each other, and as travelers too, so that we remind them that the Holy Spirit is with them. Because at our baptisms, he has made us different. He has made us part of his family and part of his world. And he has made us lights and lanterns in this world and to everyone we come in contact with.